Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcox Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcox Storage. Units available today.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded street, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on a sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop?
Stop.
Better not, much too busy. In a hurry, my, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Blue.
Yeah,
Yes, sir, Tracy. This is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
Roy and I are sitting here drinking beer out in the shop, and we were thinking about that song called Opal.
Opal, yes.
You ask Opal?
Mm-hmm. I Can Do That For You by Tommy Collins.
All right, sir.
All right. That's nothing like either one of your wives, though, right?
No, they're not here. No.
I understand.
Thank you very
much. I'll do it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Opal. It's Frank. Did the man give you the divorce papers? Opal, you can call me anything you want to. You always have. You know, you cussed me ever since we've been married and call me every name in the book. And you know that I've never raised my voice to you, and I'm not going to today. No, I'm not gonna get mad at you. I just can't live with you anymore. You know, I never would have married you, Opal, but Daddy never would let us go with any girls. And I married the first girl I met, and that was you. Yeah, simmer down a little. Believe me, I did what I had to do. Don't make me go into it. You can have everything we've got. A house, a car, money in the bank, the muffler shop, sell it, do anything you want to do with it. Let's call it quits. We both made a mistake, and let's just drop it. Now, I'm getting a little tired of this abuse, Opal. I called you because I thought it was the thing to do. I just quietened down a little bit. Okay, Opal. Remember, you ask me. I'm gonna tell you. I guess it all came to a head that night at open house over at the Coopers. I begged you to buy a new evening dress for that occasion, but no. No, you wouldn't do it. You had to wear that old faded formal that you wore to your last high school prom. I was so pretty in this dress, and all the boys wanted to dance with me, and they kept trying to get me to go outside. Oh, I got sick of hearing you tell that over and over. You know, the top of that dress kept falling down, and I kept pulling it up. You know, the years kind of take the toll on us, Opal. It wasn't as much indecent as it was sickening. No wonder it kept falling down. Not only was it a strapless gown, and at your age, but because you were half drunk when you put the dress on, you didn't put anything under it. And your hair. Women just don't wear waves and ringlets anymore. You ask me now. Well, then a couple of days later, when I was talking to that insurance man, and you kept stumbling into the room there and interrupting, why, Opal, that man didn't want any more of your fudge. Another thing, did you ever notice how that when you walked through the house, you just kind of stomped? Yeah, you just stomped along. I used to hate to walk anywhere with you. And when you would drink out of a glass or a cup or whatever, you just kind of sucked it out and made that funny sound. Oh, it used to disgust me. I wanted to hit you right in the mouth. You ask me. Well, Opal, there are a lot of other things. In fact, in the last 5 years, I don't think you've done anything that didn't either make me mad or sick. Well, I'm on my way to the remote part of Alaska. I'll be living in an igloo up there by myself, 200 miles from the nearest town. I'll be working for the government, and I'll be spotting aircraft that flies over. They say the yearly average is about 7. Once a year now, I'll go to Point Barrow and report at the relay station. Rest of the time, I'll be out there in that igloo by myself. And I'm looking forward to it. Last man that had the job went crazy and beat his head against the igloo till he died. That won't happen to me. I can take anything. Well, Opal, keep your old chin up. By the way, that's another thing, Opal. Did you ever notice when you talk that you kind of drew your chin back and your lips got tight and thin and your neck all wrinkled up? Boy, I wanted to bust you every time you did that. I knew if I did, I wouldn't be able to stop. Well, again, I remind you, Opal, you asked me. Everything you did was wrong. You couldn't do anything right. And now maybe I'll finally have a little peace of mind. Good luck. Good luck.
What is it now?
Long-haired country boy.
Long-haired country boy. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV, putting down
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy Tracy Pitcox on KNEL 95.3, Brady, Texas.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go! Now the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes and I wake up with a number one, I swear I'll never do it anymore. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the backstreet boys. Criticize the girls at all, 'cause I'm no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. But we all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls, they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels.
At Heritage Funeral Homes, we see a need and strive to meet it. Having a combined 90-plus years in the funeral industry, Heritage Funeral Homes is here to serve you. We have watched as numerous funeral homes have fleeced grieving families out of thousands of dollars. We decided to take a stand by opening multiple locations in small towns where the needs are greater. We give you our best price up front with no games or gimmicks. We do not see your family as a paycheck. You are our friends and our neighbors. Heritage Funeral Home employs many talented minds that cultivate in bringing you nothing but the very best service. We invest in our staff and our communities. Heritage Funeral Home guarantees to provide the best funeral prices for our community. Heritage Funeral Home is a family, and we treat you like a family, and we will always be here for you, one friend at a time. Heritage Funeral Homes.
Yeah, can you play "I've Been a Bad Little Boy" or "I Ain't Getting Nothing for Christmas"? That little funny song.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, let me see if I can find that one for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad.
Texas, and the sound of the jukebox blows my mind. Well, I seem to lose myself down in Sweetwater, Texas, in a honky-tonk with a woman on my mind. It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water, cause it says so.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water that's made me
a honky-tonk man.
Yeah. If ever you are traveling out through Sweetwater, Texas, and happen to look up and read the signs, Texas, and you'll always find a girl that'll blow your mind. Cause it's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water, cause it says so on the can. It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
It's the water.
Well, it's the water that's made me
a honky-tonk man.
Daryl McCall for you. There's one called It's the Water. Don't miss the Daryl McCall show. He's going to be in Llano and Seguin along with his buddies Dotsie and Tony Booth, Justin Trevino, and Mona McCall doing our Heart of Texas Christmas show. We're calling it Honky Talks and Mistletoe. December the 11th at 2:30 down in Llano, and then December the 12th down in Seguin at 2:30. We have two levels of tickets. We have the VIP tickets for $30. I think they're nearly all sold out, but we still have plenty of the $20 general admission tickets. So you can get those at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. Well, Jody Nix packed them in at London Dance Hall this past Saturday night. I think every crook and nanny in the place was filled up. Last Saturday night, completely sold out, and understand the folks really enjoyed the music of Jody Nix and all of his Texas Cowboys, and good to see London Hall doing a few things from time to time again. Boy, they tell me I had some wonderful times down there.
Were twin fiddles turned me on. out of harmony. I felt myself alone, and the blues are all I see, and I miss that shuffled beat. Fiddles, play your best for me, turn me on. Twin fiddles, turn me on. Help me forget she's gone, for I have never felt so all alone. I'm back here in the crowd. Turn your volume way up loud. Play your best for me, twin fiddles, turn me on.
This is Barbara down here at True Country.
Yes, Barbara.
Can you play one of Heather's songs?
I'll be happy to.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Heather Miles, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pidcox on KNEL, spinning those great traditional country music songs.
You make me think I could change my way of living, but I've been living much too fast to live so slow. And the nightlife still reveals my neon.
you see, I can't be free from a life I can't let go. It's not the best way to live, but it's the only life I know. Of sin have a constant hold on me, and though I know it's wrong, they won't let go. I'm bound to the wild and wicked way of living. It's not the best way to live, but it's the only life I know. The only life I know.
James O'Gwynn, he was known as the Pride of the Hayride and the Singing Irishman. Great guy. Matter of fact, the very last show he ever worked on this earth was at the Leno Country Opry with us, as a matter of fact, and did a wonderful job as well. Good to hear from our friend Kenneth Knight. Kenneth and Kelly are tuned in with us tonight in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Always good to hear from them. And let's go back to 1962 and pick up one of the biggest records. One of the biggest records of that entire year. Of course, it was a big number one record for a man by the name of Billy Walker, and one of our all-time favorites. A little bit of Charlie's Shoes, especially for Kenneth and Kelly tonight. Here's Billy.
I'd like to be in Charlie's shoes. That's what I always said. 'Cause he had you and everything tied with a golden thread.
Marcel Ledbetter joined the Navy, caught that fast train. Oh, that city of New Orleans, fastest train in the world, runs from New Orleans to Chicago and back. Me and Marcel had prayed that we'd one day get enough of money to ride that train, and finally the federal government bought us a ticket on it. Me and Marcel got on that train headed to Camp Perry, Virginia, Williamsburg, Virginia. That's where we took our boot camp, Camp Perry, Virginia. We got on that train. We'd been on that train 6 hours. Me and Marcel had been homesick 5 hours and 59 minutes. And a fella come walking down through that train, had a basket in each hand, saying, apples, oranges, bananas. Get your apples, oranges, bananas. Marcel said, Jerry, what is a banana? I said, I don't have no idea. I got an apple and an orange one Christmas, but I ain't never ever seen or heard of no banana. Marcel said, hey, fella, said, what's them bananas? He said, two for a nickel. Marcel said, give me two of them. Whoo, said, how do you eat them? Fella said, pull that yolly part off. Peel it. Marcel got that banana and hung his fingernails in the top of it and commenced to slide in his fingernails. Up and down that banana and snatched it open and scooped him out a mouth full of that banana with his hand, popped it up in his mouth. And about that time, the train went into a tunnel. Road car we is riding in got jet black dark. Marcel said, Jerry, Jerry. I said, what? Marcel said, Jerry, you ate your banana yet? I said, no. He said, well, don't. I took one bite of mine and went stone blind.
You think that 45 is just a little too old now, but I'm not ready yet to be put out in the cold now. I've got plenty of good love left, woman, if you'll just use it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love in my hair just make me look distinguished. They don't mean I'm over the hill, baby, I'm not extinguished. There's plenty of young girls waiting for my love, honey, they won't refuse it. They know the older the violin, the sweeter the music.
One of the greatest right there, Hank Thompson and all of his Brazos Valley Boys for you tonight. And the older the violin, the sweeter the music. Had someone asked me for anything but Tony Booth. I mentioned Tony Booth will be with us at the Llano Country Opry December the 11th for our Heart of Texas Christmas show. Seguin at the Texas Theater December the 12th. Two big days of some great shows, and we're looking forward to those. Here's a song Tony recorded for the Capitol Records folks, and we were able to release it, to re-release it here a couple of years ago. See if you remember this one from the great Tony Booth.
to. And when I woke up this morning, didn't know where I was at. My one excuse to offer you, the devil made me do that. I only meant to say hello to an old memory. But when I tried to say goodbye, the devil took hold of me. And when he let go this morning, didn't know where I was at. My one excuse to offer you, the devil made me do that. The devil.
Play that song, Committed to Parkview.
Committed to Parkview. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know, I've been a guest in a lot of great places in my lifetime. New York City and Carnegie Hall, Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, West Plains, Missouri, hometown. And I was committed to Parkview. Hope I never have to go there again. There's a man across the hall who sits staring at the floor, and he thinks he's Hank Williams. Hear him singing through the door. There's a girl in 202 who stops by to visit me, and she talks about her songs and the star that she should be. There's a lot of real fine talent staying in or passing through. And for one thing or another, they're committed to Parkview. There's a girl in 207 coming down on Thorazine, and a superstar's ex-drummer trying to kick Benzedrine. There's a real fine country singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning and attempted suicide. There are those who never made it, those who did and now are through. Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Parkview. There's a girl who cries above me loud enough to wake the dead. They don't know what she has taken that has scrambled up her head. There's a boy just down below me who's the son of some well-known. He was brought in by his mother, 'cause his daddy's always gone. There's a bum from down on Broadway and a few quite well-to-dos who have withdrawn from the rat race and committed to Parkview. They wake me about 6:30, just before the morning meal. Well, they're taking my blood pressure. They ask me how I feel, and I always say fantastic. Why, there ain't nothing wrong with me. Then they give me my injection and I go right back to sleep. And my days are kind of foggy and my nights are dreamy too. For they're taking good care of me while committed to Parkview.
Written by Country Music Hall of Famer Johnny Cash. Recorded by Country Music Hall of Famer Porter Wagoner. One call committed to Parkview. Speaking of relatively new projects, Justin Trevino and Sharon Keniston have a CD that came out back in March. And it's just a great record. They recorded some really good duet songs on this album. And I love this one. An old song called Multiply the Heartaches.
One love and multiply the heartaches. Divide the tears by every time a heart breaks. The answer only tells us that it's too late. Subtract one love and multiply the heartaches. Subtract one love and multiply the heartaches. Divide the tears by every time a heart breaks. The answer only tells us that it's too late. Subtract one love and multiply the heartaches.
Sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye. I thrill. I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
Called The Memory of an Old Christmas Card by Jill Maurice. That's one of my mother's favorite Christmas songs. I'll do that one especially for her tonight. Hey, if you get a chance, visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. We've got all of our Christmas music out, and you can select from hundreds of Christmas CDs, and we've got them marked down to $5. So if you'd like to get some Christmas music this weekend, be sure and stop by the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum at 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady and get some great Christmas music. We have all the other great music and books and gift items and that sort of thing as well. Had a guy come in and buy 4 George Jones watches this past weekend whenever I was up there. So we got a little bit of everything. So stop by and see us if you can this weekend. Here's Red Steigall to finish up this hour.
Was ever known. Well, I hope I'm in Alaska, just a little southeast of Nome. Cause the one I love would snap my neck just like a piece of chalk if the walls in this old honky-tonk ever learned to talk. And they're watching me cheat on you. They hear everything I say, they see everything I do.
Heritage Funeral Homes, we see a need and strive to meet it. Having a combined 90-plus years in the funeral industry, Heritage Funeral Homes is here to serve you. We have watched as numerous funeral homes have fleeced grieving families out of thousands of dollars. We decided to take a stand by opening multiple locations in small towns where the needs are greater. We give you our best price up front with no games or gimmicks. We do not see your family as a paycheck. You are our friends and our neighbors. Heritage Funeral Home employs many talented
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pidcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.